You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Friday. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget online at marks-jewelers.com. I'm sorry, I did not have the Twitter question results up, but I do now. The question is, do you know what Trenton makes? And 71.4% say they do not know what Trenton makes.
Nice. Well, good slogan for the city.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're in Philly. We're not in Trenton. So it's sure. A good 45 minutes north of here.
Yeah.
My brother and I.
Is it?
Yeah. 40 minutes. Yeah.
95.
Yeah. My brother and I used to go to a wing place in Trenton all mm-hmm. the time. We went to Cluck U, and we would get there, drive all the way up, get their spiciest wings.
Yeah.
And then
Cluck U. Awesome.
Dude, it was good. It was good. I mean, back in my non-vegan days.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had, and they also had, you know, like a lot of wing places do, they have the one where it's so hot you have to sign a waiver to eat the wings.
Inferno.
Yeah, yeah.
Inferno wings.
We tried that at three different Cluck U locations. We completed it at one.
I feel like you went on a lot of road trips.
Oh, with my brother? For food?
For wings.
Yes.
Specifically.
Absolutely.
A lot of road trips?
Yeah.
That's dudes going on a road trip?
Bros.
Road.
Oh.
Come on, man. Welcome to our delegation.
Yeah. Joining us now, the great Ron Jaworski. You can see Jaws on the on the NBC Sports Philly pre and post game show. Sorry, it's been a long week. Before the game on Sunday, Jaws, thanks for joining us.
Spike, it has been a long week, but also a very interesting one and a fun one.
You're fun. It's
yeah, fun.
Well, you know,
I'm talking ball.
Yeah, it is. I wish we could get back to talking ball. I hope everybody shuts up in there for a week or so we can talk about the football team, you know, rather than
that's not going to happen. It's Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Joss. Let me
if
ask you,
when you don't win by enough, you know how it is.
Yes, absolutely. the Mike Schmidt quote lives on, you know, 40 years later. You know, the joy of victory and the agony of reading about it the next day. So
it is so true. It is so true. I was part of that,
yes.
part of that era.
Yes. So let's start on the side of the ball that is functioning better than properly is excellently, and that is the defense. If I were to ask you, as this defense has evolved, I asked this to Baldy yesterday, which addition do you think has been more has meant more to the Eagles over the last few weeks? Would you say Jalen Phillips or N'Kobe Dean?
I don't, and N'Kobe Dean can do it. We've seen him do it historically. I did not know what Jalen Phillips was going to be able to do. So I would say he has impressed me the most and been the player with the biggest impact so far on the defense.
Yeah, them putting pressure on the quarterback like this, we really only saw toward the end of the season last year. They were a defense that sort of thrived with their coverage rather than getting to the quarterback. But I can't remember seeing an Eagles team get after the quarterback the way they have the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you have to give Vic Fangio an incredible amount of credit. You know, an incredible amount. I mean, what he's done with the defense starting a year ago, losing a lot of quality players coming into this season, now replace those players with quality players, and the defense is still evolving. I mean, we're not near what this defense is going to be. And I think, you know, I'd made a comment. I thought, you know, Campbell's playing better than Kobe Dean until Kobe Dean got in there starting and started playing. I realized, wow, Campbell was playing really good. Mm-hmm. And Kobe Dean's playing even better. So that's a good problem. That's a really good problem.
Yep.
Now you can move Campbell to the outside. You can put that edge rusher. So you got a wealth of edge rushers, which is today's NFL game. If anyone watched that game last night, you see the significance of edge rushers and defensive linemen, you know, collapsing up the middle. The game is changing, and it always changes year to year, sometimes week to week. But I think this defense right now is really, really going to continue to get better as the season wears on.
And you mentioned, just real quick, that like a good problem to have, both those guys are free agents after this year. We're talking about N'Kobe Dean and Jalen Phillips. If Jalen Phillips ends up staying healthy throughout the year, which has been his issue in the past, those are, those are two guys that when we were looking forward and thinking about all the guys they have to pay on defense, those are two guys I had not considered, you know, a month ago. And N'Kobe Dean's looks so good, and Jalen Phillips has looked so good, you almost can't even imagine the team without him next year.
Yeah, look what happened last year. No one expected Zach Bond to turn out to be damn near the league MVP on defense, a defense player of the year, and they got him signed quickly. But, you know, Howie always seems to find a way to spend Jeffrey's money, and we like that about him.
Yep. Jaws, if you're going up against this defense Sunday night, and let's say I throw Quinyon on CeeDee Lamb, how are you attacking this defense? You're going at – the question I'm asking is, how do the Eagles sort of defend this Cowboys wide receiving core?
Yeah, it is a tough challenge. They have got outstanding wide receivers. There is no doubt about it. And Prescott's playing about as well as any quarterback in the league right now. Their offensive line is much improved. And they only, you know, they got a strong tight end as well as beside two tremendous wide receivers. So, I mean, I'm kind of forecasting the way Vic normally likes to play. He's not a heavy blitz percentage guy. He's normally around 20%. And then earlier in the season, it was higher than that because I think he was trying to manufacture pressure because he didn't know he had the edge rushers that could pressure the quarterback. So I think it'll be a kind of a scheme based on coverage, not a blitzing scheme, but based on coverage. Because this secondary is getting better and better every week. CB number, cornerback number two, has been playing better, no matter who it is right now. Mm-hmm. So I think the defense as a whole is playing better. But I think it would be a very conservative approach and let the four down linemen come with pressure.
Yeah.
And you know, the Dallas offense has been really good this year. You know, they haven't beaten a lot of great teams, but that is they were even moving. Now, we didn't have Jalen Phillips or N'Kobe Dean, but before the weather delay in week one, they were moving the ball against our defense even at that point.
Well, earlier in the week, I went back and looked at that game one again, and they should have won the football game. I hate to say that, but CeeDee Lamb, you know, dropped three passes. We would have been behind in that game. So we won the game, but they had a numerous opportunities to win that game. So they're better on offense. I think their offensive line is getting better. And I think their defensive line, with the addition of Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams, have really helped. And, you know, they had five players that didn't start in that opening day game, so it's a little bit of a different Dallas Cowboy team. And I look at it this way too: this is their Super Bowl, guys. This is the Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl. They have to win this game, period. And I kind of got the feeling at the Washington game last week against the Raiders, you know, seeing all the aftermath of the Marshawn Nealon, you know, tragedy that took place. Mm-hmm. A lot of times those things bond a football team. And it looked like they were on a mission. It bonded the football team. So seeing, you know, Brian Schottenheimer's talk after that game, you know, with the all-access that we get right now on television cameras, you know, that team came together. Sometimes you have a tragedy like that happen, and it kind of galvanizes the football team. And, you know, it may have done that to the Dallas Cowboys. We'll find out. But I know we're going to get their best shot. We're going to get their best shot on Sunday.
Have you seen anything, or what have you seen offensively from us that we can sort of attack or exploit with this Dallas Cowboy defense? They got personnel now. They're getting guys back. And I know that was the Raiders they played last week, but they do have good players over there now. And I'm just wondering how we go about attacking that Cowboys defense.
I think it's a really good question, because I've been looking at kind of a bigger picture with the offense, rather than maybe zeroing in on what they're going to do against Dallas. And
okay.
When I watched this offense after last week's game, I thought last week's game was the perfect game where we could come out of our funk on offense. Because when you play Detroit, they play almost 60% man-to-man coverage. They don't disguise a whole lot. They line up and play man-to-man. You got him, you got him, you got him. You know, so there wasn't a confusing style of defense. And I thought it would be the game, when you play a lot of man, what presents problems for a defense are formation variation, motions, picks, rubs, clusters, all those things that cause confusion for a defense. We didn't do that. And it bothered me. We did not do that. We did not give them the looks that I thought would give, you know, the kind of trouble you would give a Lions man-to-man scheme defense. So it kind of, as I thought it through, I kind of think here's how this coaching staff seems to be approaching this season. We have better players, and we're going to line up and play. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you've got better players, you can just go, hey, we're going toe-to-toe, man-to-man, and we're going to find a way to complete pass against you. We didn't do that. Now, we stayed with the way we normally do things. We don't use a lot of motion. We don't use a lot of clusters. We don't use a lot of picks and rubs and all those things that cause problems for defense by making them make mistakes. So, you know, I think we need to change some things. I've always been a big fan of the design of the offense, but I got a little bit concerned. I thought it's a little bit stale, a little bit stagnant right now. They've got to change how they approach playing offense. Our players are not playing as good as they played last year, to me, plain and simple.
So, you know, we were listening to something that Greg Cosell was saying. I'm sure you know Greg and respect him a lot. And
we worked with him for 20 years.
Yeah. So you know, just he was saying some of the things that, you know, in a different way that you were saying. He said, you know, I'm watching these things, and I know that Nick knows, like, you know, how to do these things, but they're choosing not to. And he said he just can't, he doesn't understand why. He's just confused as to why. So when you think about the why do you think they're choosing to do that?
Yeah, I did, and I thought about the why very deeply, and it'll go back to conversations I've had in the past with Peyton Manning, who I guess we would all consider, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And I had numerous conversations about Peyton, because Peyton did not like motion. He did not like clusters. He did not like bunches. He just wanted to see where his players were lining up. He always lined up with, you know, Marvin Harrison to the right, Reggie Wayne to the left, and, you know, whoever was in the backfield. They lined up in one position. He liked a static offensive look. You know why? That he did not want to know what the defense had changed. If you go in motion, the defense changes on the fly. Peyton did not like that. He liked to have static wide receivers, static backs, very little motion, very little to cluster, and see who's on who and who's he going to attack. So that's how he likes. So I'm not going to say what the Eagles did was right or wrong. I'm going to say there's different ways to approach it. I didn't always agree with what Peyton did. I think he would have done some things better if he had used more motion, if he'd used more clusters, if he'd used more picks and screens. But he didn't like it. So who's going to argue with Peyton Manning? I mean, and so I kind of get the feeling after I thought through it that, well, with Jalen right now, maybe that's the way that we're running our offense. Because Jalen probably likes guys in a static position, doesn't like the defense to change because of motion. That's kind of the thought that came to my mind.
Well, the big difference there, and Jalen does some things great and other things not as great, is that Peyton Manning was an incredible quarterback in throwing the ball exactly when he should throw it to the exact spot he should throw it. And I don't, you know, Jalen has his you know, pluses and minuses, and he's not the thrower Peyton Manning is.
Well, very few people are, but yeah. You know, every player has strengths and weaknesses, and it's up to the coaching staff to play to the strengths of that player. Do not put him in a position where he can fail. And we've had this discussion on talk with you guys many, many times. You get the option on Friday when you sit in that quarterback meeting with the offensive coordinator, with the head coach. I don't know who's in that meeting in Philadelphia, but these are places where I've been and I know how other teams operate. You sit there and you put that game plan together and you say, Jalen, what do you like on our third and 7-10? Tell me what you like. So you're going to, if he doesn't like the play, throw it out. It happens with the backup quarterback and the third string quarterback. They all have input. So the coaches know, if there's a play you like, that's going to stay in the game plan. If there's a play you don't like, it's going to go from 1 to 8, and maybe the 8th choice is going to a game. So the quarterback always, 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 always has the option to kill a play if he's not comfortable with it.
All right, Joss. Well, before the Green Bay game, you said you thought the Eagles would run the table. They have won both of those games so far. I'll ask for your prediction on Sunday. I assume you're sticking by it, but what do you see as a final for Sunday?
I, Oh, Jay, Spike, I'm on this bandwagon. I think his defense is going to be phenomenal. The offense just has to be good enough, and you know, I think there's a chance to be a lot better than they are, but they just need to be good enough. And I think maybe our coordinators and Jalen himself know that if we don't turn the football over, we're going to be a hard team to beat. And as long as we take care of the football, I think we keep on winning. And I wasn't kidding when I said, hey, I think this team is good enough to run the table, and the defense is only going to get better week to week. So I like the Eagles 28-24.
Jaws, one final thing with it being Dallas week. Do you have, we've been asking people all day, do you have one specific most hated Dallas Cowboy?
Too Tall Jones.
There you go.
Yeah, Too Tall Jones.
When he rushed me, he was too tall for a reason. He was too tall. I didn't see half of my completions when I threw the ball over him. I mean, he was a monster. Too Tall Jones was a nightmare for me.
All right, Jaws. Thank you again, brother.
And
we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you, Jaws.
You guys are the best, man. Thanks.
Yep.
There he is, Ron Jaworski.
Too Tall Jones.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
God, I wish we had good nicknames in sports still. We have no good nicknames anymore.
Yeah, well, and we force dumb ones.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because everybody needs a brand.
Yeah, the Feds.
Yeah. Oh, well, Feds was a good one. Come on, man. Didn't last very long, but it was a good one. 215-592.
I wonder why that didn't last long here.
Well, yeah, that's a funny point as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-94. I think probably one of the problems, too, is that one of them was false. I think the F was an issue
on
that
one. Oh, yeah. You meant last long. Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-94. Adam Kasebe doesn't have a nickname. It is spelled Kasebe.
No one calls him the big dog?
No, big fella.
Big
fella. But what Kasebe can do, doesn't have a great nickname, is he can help you get into the beach house of your absolute dreams down there in Delaware. Jersey, too. Now, if you want a beach home in Jersey, he's got a big network in Jersey. He can help you there, too, so you can call him or text him there. But where he really thrives, he's based out of Long and Foster there in Bethany Beach, is the Delaware beaches. If you've never been, man, it's great. Depending on what your speed is, if you like the boardwalk stuff, there's Rehoboth. If you like quaint little town, there's Lewis. If you're young and like to party, there's Dewey. But no matter where you want to be, he can be the realtor who can help you get your shore house of your dreams, or beach house, Delaware's beach house, Jersey shore house. He is great at it. He's been doing it for a very, very long time. In this competitive market, you need a partner who can help you do it. And once you do it, you think about affording it. One of the reasons Delaware's better, super low property taxes, some of the lowest in the country, really, really low, whereas Jersey is really, really high. And you can end up renting that to other people during the summer, help pay off your mortgage. When you're ready to take the leap, there's no one else that you should reach out to other than Adam Kasebe, Kasebe. You can call or text him. This is the cell that he has in his pocket right now. 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, fellas?
What's up, CJ?
Hey, so Spike, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Which one is worse? People calling you big guy or little fella?
Oh, I don't like little fella.
Yeah, little fella's much more insulting.
Yeah, well, because I'm not like, I hear little fella and I think 5'7". I'm 5'11". I'm not a little fella. And that, you know, so I'll take big fella over little fella.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, Ike.
Yes.
You said you watched some of the Country Music Awards the other day?
Yes.
Yeah, you think you slick. I know why you was watching.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
You got that thing banging back there.
Who did I miss? No, I wasn't all the way in. What was on? Were these Sixers on that night? Was it Wednesday night, I think, right? Yeah, I think it was Wednesday. So I was back and forth. Did I miss somebody? Who did I miss?
The host. She posted that thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know who she was. No, you're right. She had a little Lanny wagon. Wilson. She was dragging a little wagon back Lanny there. Wilson. Yeah.
Exactly.
Lanny Wilson?
Yes, Lanny Wilson. She's holding.
Yeah.
Hey, that's know that. Right there.
Yeah, didn't know the delegation. The other delegation had that, man. Yeah.
Lanny Wilson. She's not. Who is she? What would I know her from? Is she just a TV host?
She's a country singer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
She hosted the AMA. She chose the Country Awards, but she has exactly that. She has, like, this ridiculous butt.
Ooh, boy.
I'm serious. Even she said, man, hey, I understand.
Her and Cal Raleigh have the same nickname.
The big dumper.
She said, my butt brought people to my music. She said, my butt brought people to her music, and she's cool with it.
Well, whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes.
Man, whatever it takes. Yeah.
Hey, she keep moving like this. She's going to bring a lot of people over the country. A lot of people going to be over there. The delegation will approve of it. All right.
Good point.
Yes, sir.
Like you said, the noise will be louder if what happens?
You're asking me? I'm saying that if the offense plays well and scores points in all facets, that it will quiet a lot of the noise around the Eagles. The noise around the Eagles has not been about winning or losing. It has not been about the defense. It's been about the performance of the offense. And I do truly believe that, given that there's not another really good, there's not a great team in the NFL this year, that the thing that can beat the Eagles is is this stuff. And I think if they score a bunch of points and the offense looks great, even if they lose the game, I think it will do more to quiet the stuff around the team than if they just win the game 16-13 and the offense looks like trash again.
There's an old saying, say, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, three, four times, however many times Jalen says, this is what you like. I'm not getting fooled again. You know what I'm saying? Like George Bush said, I'm not getting fooled again. So I'm not finna throw away. It will have more questions if the Cowboys put up points on this defense than if we go score for score. We will start questioning things if the defense all of a sudden can't keep up. Because then it will be like, okay, if we play against playoff-level teams that have an offense and we can't keep up by stopping them on defense, you ain't going to.
I don't think anybody believes that nobody believes that the defense is going to hold everybody to 10 points for the rest. They're going to have a game where they get lit up.
Don't blame them.
What's that?
But you know what's going to happen.
What?
If we put up points and don't win, you know what's going to happen?
What?
You're going to have that freaking weirdo that always calls in that thinks it's his son coming. Well, if the defense had a play and all these doggone Dak, you know what I'm saying?
But that's noise they can handle. That the noise from us they can handle. It's the noise from them that they can't handle.
I want to win. All right. Defense go out there and smack Dallas. I can live with that. We smack Dallas and take a win. Where's the L at? They leave with two L's. They got stopped. And they took an L, so that's why I'm down for that. Yep. And I get to walk around and ask them, you say who's my most hated Cowboy?
Yeah.
The one who made my life miserable. The damn coach, Jimmy Johnson, with that damn saying, how about them Cowboys?
That's a good
I
one.
I hate that myth.
Jimmy Johnson.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! 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 I get to use it. All the winning we've been doing, man, I get to slap it right back on it.
Yep.
Cowboys,
yep, I reverse it on them every time they lose a game. I throw it out there. How about the Cowboys? Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. What they had though? You know, that's what I asked. What they had though? Yeah. Hey, fellas, y'all have a go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Thank you for the call, CJ.
Appreciate it, CJ.
Y'all have a great one. Hey, I got one more.
No, what?
What you got?
I didn't get my person in yesterday for the top 10.
All right. Who's a perfect 10? Go ahead.
perfect 10. So you, I know you're going to think I was going to be on some Yoshi type stuff, but this is a classic woman. I don't know, the delegation going to know, because I don't know if her name was said yesterday. Felicia Rashad.
That's Felicia Rashad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yes, 10.
Yes.
10, top 10. Velvet rope top 10. Yeah,
have a fun. All right, CJ.
Velvet rope top 10.
I was going to say she was married to Lenny Kravitz, but that was Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, Ahmad Rashad.
Ahmad Rashad.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, man. It was good, too.
It was good. I lost it.
Oh, Jimmy Johnson. Can you imagine if Jerry Jones does not fire Jimmy Johnson, the run that the Cowboys had a great run at the time, won three Super Bowls.
They might win another two.
Yeah.
They could have won five in that decade.
Well, and they could have, you know, rebuilt the team, right? If you have a real coach in there and you're not looking for a coach again, the odds of you being able to keep that up, like, I don't know that they have a Belichick type run or anything, but man, like, he ruined everything.
Jerry?
He did. The ego ruins everything, right? Yeah. He was mad that Jimmy Johnson was getting too much credit, which he deserved. Jimmy Johnson deserves every bit of that credit.
So when I watched the documentary, right? That America's Team documentary.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I obviously would have sided with Jimmy Johnson. He's the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Johnson is in part to blame. The owner just wants to feel a part of this thing.
Right.
You can't shut the guy out who's signing the checks for everybody. He is still your boss.
There was an ego problem on Jimmy Johnson's
side, on Jimmy's side, too.
Yeah.
And I think Jerry always felt like, hold on, I bought this team. I hired you. I'm the one who got this team out of financial ruin and everything else. And Jerry just wants to be the proud dad of the team. And Jimmy, it just rubbed Jimmy the wrong way. It's like, dude, you are constantly in the picture. Like, you're constantly trying to take credit. Sit down somewhere. I'm the head coach of the team. And they both had that ego.
Yeah.
Problem is, Jerry gets final say.
Yeah, Jerry's the one that ended it.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, he's the one that ended it. Yeah.
So I felt like if Jimmy had just given him a little bit of that, then maybe Jerry. And sometimes you got to pat him on the head and be like,
thanks for all the money.
Great. Exactly.
Every once in a while I say that to David Agrover. Hey, thanks for the money.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for the money.
Yeah.
What did you say, Jack?
I didn't want to add anything to that.
No, I said have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Though there was a parking comment.
Right.
I'm trying not to bring the parking.
Mr. Moneybags over here.
No, there's no money bag.
Buy another car this week.
Yeah, buy another car.
Yeah, how many cars? Yeah,
add another wing to the house.
Yeah.
The parking pisses me off.
Okay.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we find out if Hugh Douglas holds on to the belt. But you, even more important than the belt is where you could see Joe Conklin.
That's right. You can see Joe Conklin's comedy show at the Uptown Theater in Westchester. How about that in Jack's neck of the woods?
Hell yeah.
With Norm Klar and Brendan Donegan on Thursday, January 15th. You know where you get your tickets at. JoeConklin.com!
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Friday at Dallas Week. Come on, man.
Are you foaming at the mouth yet?
Tommy is dead around here.
Let me ask you guys something.
Yeah.
Name two things you hate more than the Dallas Cowboys, because I tried to think of it and I couldn't come up with it.
You know what? I don't even care if they could lose the Super Bowl. Yeah. As long as they win this game on Sunday.
2-15, but as long as we beat the Cowboys.
All that matters.
The stinking Cowboys.
They suck.
Oh, I hate them.
You too, man.
Let's figure out if Hugh Douglas keeps the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
The belt is awarded every Friday at 4:30 on the WIP Afternoon Show to the WIP employee that brought it the most that week. that brought it the most? And the question is, and the way the belt is awarded, it's not a new person every week necessarily. Somebody holds the belt and somebody has to take it from them. So who is holding the belt this week? It is Hugh Douglas.
Yep.
Based on his reckless speculation of last week.
Which we got changed to informed speculation.
Correct. As he is now number two on the Eagles Insider of the Year power ranking.
He's getting thrown out by D. Gunn.
Yes.
Chris Sims threw his name out the other day.
No.
He did. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Chris Sims said there's whispers in Philadelphia from reputable people like D. Gunn and Hugh Douglas.
Yep.
He's going national, kids.
That's clearly Chris Sims. Like, yeah, I told y'all I was
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, me and Simsy.
Little early for victory lap, Chris.
Yep, no, tone it down.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The question is, has anyone at WIP done enough to take the belt away from Hugh Douglas? And the question, or the answer is, absolutely, positively not.
Not even close.
No, Hugh Douglas keeps the belt. He's on a heater right now. He's on a heater. Hugh Douglas has the belt. He deserves the belt. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
He's getting national recognition for his
biggest
informed speculation. I don't even know what else to say.
We're starting to call him Hugh Schefter.
Yep. Yep.
Listen.
Yeah.
My boy has come out of his shell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I can't necessarily say I agree with everything he says.
Well,
but at least he said it.
Yeah, he is.
He feels that way. He feels that way.
215. Congratulations, Hugh Douglas. What a run for Hugh Douglas. What a run. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Charges?
What up, Rios?
What's up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? Let me tell y'all something, man. I'm at my best friend's wedding. I'm the best man.
Oh.
And lights, camera, action about to be on in a minute. And I said, look, he said, nah, go take care of your boys real quick. You be right up real quick. So I'm going to knock this out right now. Hey, yo, Jackie, hit the music. What a game is going to be to play against Sugar Blue while all the negative reports, sucker stuff, sissiness, Love and Hip Hop, E-Harmony, Bong Chin Chin, which is gossip, Novellas, which are soaps, Lifetime Movie Network type of bleepery is going on. Well, I'm going to get it to you straight to the point with this right here. With all due disrespect to the person or persons who are the Bird Leaks, Wiki Leaks, Freaky Leaks, you know what you can leak? Leak these. How about that? All this sucker stuff going on while we are pretty much the number one seed in the NFC, sitting at 8-2 and are the recent Super Bowl champions. Let me tell you this, the enemy comes to you in all forms. They come to you friendly, they come to you very appealing, come to you as a very influential man, a finance woman, or a Twinkie in the supermarket. Y'all gotta see through all that BS. The enemy wants y'all to fall. The enemy is planting all these seeds of deception. Y'all can't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Okay, y'all going through a bump on the road, but don't make it bigger than what it is. Have some freaking gratitude. Y'all got issues, but good. Y'all get to embrace the suck, fight the enemy, fight the doubters by putting boots to ashes all the way to Sierra Bravo 60. We are not to be suckers that fold like some fragile flakes to the enemy. I would rather suffer in good company than live comfortably surrounded by delicate men. Now let's go and put somebody in the freaking mouth. The work has already been done. We believe in our creed and make them bleed indeed. We fall in love with the war, stretch to our backs, we lead. We come to fight, we the ones created from the dirt in the slums. From the concrete jungle, warriors that were bums. How y'all feel about that? Well, I ain't even done yet. We go and attack and then attack some more with Philly on our back. There's a fact we score. Get down or lay down. We told you love hurts. The only Dallas in our city and you know it's got hurt. Time to go to Pound Town. Yeah, we around town. Dallas, we are bound. Their bodies never found. Put them in a body bag or a blue tent. Savages we are, demonstrating violence. Anybody want to go to war? Then let's go to war. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, Iron Wheels from North Philly, Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Sergeant Major of Philly. Certified grass grower. Peace.
Aren't that right on
time?
Nailed it.
Wow. Nailed it with the music.
Wow.
Oh, dude, and now he's rapping in there?
That was high quality.
Yes.
Perfect 10.
Unbelievable.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Yes.
He delivers an A-plus performance there,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know he's giving a best man speech tonight.
Oh.
What does a Rios best man speech sound like?
Is he having everyone scream blood and violence?
Dude, could you imagine the wedding dress? Everyone's all dressed. What makes the grass grow?
Do you know what the wedding party looks like this as Rios is giving the speech?
They're
just
stunned.
Total yes. Stun.
Yeah, he's pretty intense.
Oh, my God.
If someone, I might text him because like I want
need
him.
Somebody.
I need the recording.
I need to be recorded.
I need the recording.
Like, does he get hype?
Need the recording.
Yeah, all right, I'll text him.
Need the recording. Need to be able to play it on the air. Absolutely, positively, 100% need to play it on the air. All right.
Well, it has to be worth it.
Yeah, well, either way, even if he's...
Even a mellow down Rios.
I need to hear that. I mean, whatever the unless it's like a bridesmaid speech or whatever,
right.
Unless it's one of those, you know. Oh, I know this is second grade, and I'm jealous you're getting married, and I'm not. Blah, 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 blah. If it's one of those, I don't need
Dude,
it.
Dude, can you imagine he gets up there and says that speech was sucka?
Oh.
You know?
It's not some maid of honor, sucka maid of honor speech.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Content. If there's a WIP wedding next summer, money to invite Rios.
He's your plus one.
Yeah, for content.
Well, who's next on the list?
Who is? I feel like Buzz. Buzz could be next on the list.
Yeah, okay. And they've been together for a long time. Come on, Buzz.
Yeah, is that like 2 years?
Yeah.
That's not a long time.
Well, Buzzland.
Yeah.
He's
lock
one
it up,
yeah,
Buzz.
You kidding me?
Lock
one girl said yes, and he's like, all right, for life.
Lock it up.
No, to be fair, so did
I.
I
was going to say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I was a dog back in eighth grade. Just kidding, I wasn't at
no,
all.
No, you were not.
No, yeah. Not at all.
So Fran is a no.
Well, Fran's zero, never.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any...
no.
I mean, I'm sure you'd love to.
Justin?
He seems like the Marion type.
Morgenstein?
Morgenstein's got a longtime girlfriend, right?
For sure. Yeah. But he's dead to us.
Yeah, he is dead to us. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, okay, full-timers, everybody's married, right?
Oh, Kyle Quinn.
Oh, Kyle Quinn. Would be.
He's been dating his girlfriend for a good amount of time.
Okay.
He's been, you know.
Now, would you'd be invited to a Kyle Quinn wedding?
Yeah.
Would now Ike probably, me?
Nah,
are we invited?
Probably
no,
not.
Shot.
Probably
no,
not.
No.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Who?
You better send that invite.
You better send the invite.
Yeah.
Well, Richie.
Oh, Richie.
Oh, dude.
Oh, dude. Richie's wedding is going to be awesome.
That is. Look, okay. I don't always get the hotel room at the wedding. I'm getting the hotel room at the wedding. I am.
You're right. I think I'm too. I think I would too.
Oh, that open. That bad to be an open bar that night.
See, I don't think I get invited to Richie's wedding.
Why I think not? You. Well, no. I'll take you as my plus one. If
nice.
You don't. Yeah.
The camera? No, we're never.
Yeah.
Too flaky.
No. Yeah. Well, at some point, he will get married, but
no shot.
He's pushing 50.
The camera is somebody. He's going to have a remote wedding.
Oh, I'm not traveling.
No.
But you know, him and Amy are going somewhere and getting married.
You think so?
Yeah.
But he has all the... He fashions himself a relationship guy. You don't think he's going to want all these people going to his wedding and it to be written up in Philly Magazine or something?
And Barrett Sports Media.
And Barrett Sports Media, of course.
Well, I tell you what, I know she will.
Yes.
Yes.
He's got to do it here. Oh, the Richie wedding. Do they have a date?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know.
We'll see it on his Instagram, I'm sure.
Dude, if I don't get invited to the Richie wedding. Okay.
We riot if we don't get invited to that wedding.
Yeah, that would be a real problem. You think there's heat between us and the morning show now?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
leaks out of WIP yeah. when we don't get invited to Richie's
teammate?
Wedding?
Teammate? Yeah. I'm not getting invited to the wedding?
He was a writer.
Shut up. He was my teammate.
And I haven't thrown this out in a while, but did hire him.
You did?
No, I hired Tucker, and that didn't seem to help.
Yeah, that didn't help.
No.
But at least Tucker is younger.
Yes.
Richie is our age.
Yes.
Yeah, we got drafted. Same. Me and Richie played against. We've been knowing each other since freshmen in college. We've been playing against each other forever.
Dude, the Richie wedding is going to be outrageous.
Dude, we definitely got to be at that wedding.
Oh, that screams main line, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, main line or Philly.
Like... I smell a main line.
Really?
Yeah, like right around Nova.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why I said Nova like that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even an accent. But I'm saying Lig.
I'm going to have at least four drinks that night.
Ooh! Oh, Sappy Spike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love you. I love you guys. Singing. Nah, right. Man.
You guys are my best friends.
All right. Okay. Sure.
I came back for one
all
reason.
Right, all right. Okay.
All right, so listen, get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation.
Say it! Everybody says it!
People are in the streets chanting the Philly Formation.
Philly Formation.
You're shot some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek, a game day party at your house hosted by me. That sounds like a dream come true. Two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Jimmy's Timeout in Northeast Philly for the $8 Miller Lite and Jameson Shot Special and their famous roast beef sandwich, or visit Paddy Wack's Irish Sports Pub in Head House Square with the $12.50 special and their Irish favorites and pub fare. That's Jimmy's Timeout in Northeast Philly and Paddy Wack's Irish Sports Pub in Head House Square, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older, and as always, celebrate responsibly.
What's amazing is, at this point, I am looking for... I have no idea when the Richie wedding's going to be.
No, we have no idea.
But now, I'm already
excited for it. I'm with you. What about Scoop's wedding? Scoops Caney?
Yeah. I have no idea. Do you think I would be invited? Do you think you would be invited?
No, I don't.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
I think I'd be invited.
I don't think so.
I think I got a shot.
Better shot than we do.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Be nothing but the morning show, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You would have
he
to.
He works with those guys. Yeah.
Does not work with us.
Yes.
All right. Do we have Tommy ready? Do we have Tommy down the shore? I know we are moments away from Tommy down the shore, and I don't want to...
Yeah, we can't.
All right.
Working on him.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Is there an issue?
Nah.
All right.
This is tough with the read. I can't call... All right.
Did you hear him in the background? Yeah! Jack, yo!
Yo, Jack.
That is how we greet each other. Yeah.
All right. Here he is. Tommy down the shore! Jack!
Oh, no. I wasn't even ready.
You suck.
Ah, man.
You are the worst.
Yo, hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Yeah, don't say anything yet, Tommy. Just keep your mouth shut for 5 seconds.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up. Tommy. 1 second, Tommy. Yeah.
It's Tommy down the shore. Tommy down the shore.
I love Polonies.
Likes to thank a grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy! What up, brother?
Hey, yo, Ice. Yo, Spice. Yo, Jack. Big Baloney business, baby.
Tommy, 8-2. But all this controversy, wondering how you're feeling about all of it.
I got to say, I'm feeling frustrated with all the frustration. You know what I mean? Like I was saying in the previous discussion, like, can we just stop and smell the roses? You know what I mean? Because, like, I mean, defending Super Bowl champs, 8-2. And let's focus on the positives, right?
Yeah.
The defense is absolutely sensational, right?
Yes.
Is that a positive?
Yeah, yep. And we're a blue collar town, Tommy. You know that.
That's right. I mean, who said does it have to be pretty? Does every win have to be pretty? Let some of the wins be ugly. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be beautiful every time, does it?
Doesn't have to be what?
Beautiful.
Yeah, it doesn't. Maybe it could be beautiful once. It would be nice. But yeah, I hear you, Tommy. 8-2 is 8-2.
That's right. Let's try to be a little more positive. I'm going to try to keep infusing some positivity. But before we get into this game with stinking Dallas, right?
Yeah.
You guys know me, right? I love musicals, right?
And musicals or musicals?
Musicals. I kind of like to put it all together into like one kind of mushed word. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course, you're a music guy. It flows through your veins.
Right, but the correct way to say it is musical.
Musical.
You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
That's the Philly way. You
yes.
know what I mean? I love musicals, right? And I got an idea for a new musical that the four of us could star in together, co-starring together, right?
Okay.
It's called The Baloney Battle of the Bands, right? It's a musical set at a battle of the bands, right? And the four of us, we're like the judges. Ike, Spike, Fritz, and Tommy, we're the judges, right? But yep. Here's the weird thing. In a musical, we're the only kind of like normal human-looking characters. You know what I mean?
I wonder this is going to go. Okay.
The rest of the characters, they got normal bodies, but their heads are like different food items. You know what I mean? Like, for example, one of the performers is Bobby Baloney. He's got a normal body, but his head is baloney. You know what I mean? Bobby Baloney. You know what I mean?
Does he have a face?
Yeah, it's kind of like, picture like a normal body, but like eyes and nose and mouth and all that stuff, but it's like a baloney. You know what I mean? Like a slice of baloney. Or okay. Maybe a baloney packet. I'm kind of still conceptualizing it.
Okay,
you know what I
mean? So Bobby Baloney.
Right. And all the performers are promoting the product. He's got a baloney brand, right? And I'll give you a little sample. His music is more like, kind of like smooth, easy listening. I'll give you a little sample. Here we go. Bobby Baloney, the best baloney around, yeah. Bobby Baloney, hey, it's the talk of the town. You know what I mean? Kind of like Dean Martin or something.
That was beautiful.
Yeah,
wow,
that was, nice.
That was beautiful.
I appreciate that. Thank you, gentlemen. I you know what I mean? I like that smooth Dean Martin Sinatra style singing. So that's Bobby Baloney, right?
Okay.
But all the other performers are a little different. Then you got Ronnie Hot Dog Head. You guessed it. His head is a hot dog.
Why'd your voice crack when you said that?
Because I'm getting revved up because his music is more like punk rock. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Wow. Okay.
I'm trying to get into that punk rock energy. You know what I mean? Randy, you got to stay kind of harsh. You know what I mean? Randy Hot Dog Head. You know what I mean? Like that. It's like Ronnie and the Hot Dogs. That's the name of the band. And they got a hot dog stand. I'll give you a little sample. This is like their music. It's like, Ronnie and the Hot Dogs, Ronnie and the Hot Dogs. Yeah, we got a hot dog band. Ding, 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 ding. Ronnie and the Hot Dogs, Ronnie and the Hot Dogs. Yeah, hot dog and kick the can. Ding, 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 ding. You know what I mean? They like to insult their fans. You know what I mean?
Just to clarify, this is a musical set at a battle of the bands where the musicians
right.
have heads that are food items, and Bobby
right.
Baloney is an easy-listening performer who has a head that is a baloney, and Ronnie Hot Dog is a punk performer who has a head that is a hot dog.
That's right. And okay. then the four of us, we're the only...
We're the
like,
judges.
Like Rich and Tommy, we're the judges. We're the only ones that got normal-looking heads. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Is there anyone else?
There's one other performer I'd like to spotlight. His name is Petey Peanut. He's got a peanut head. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he's Mr. Peanut's grandson. You know what I mean? And he's got a peanut butter company, right? But his music is a little more like country. You know what I mean? Because I know we like country. I know Jack likes country. I like some country, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
It's not my favorite style, but I enjoy it. So Petey Peanut, his music is more like this. I'll give you a little sample. He's got a peanut butter brand. He goes, Petey's peanut butter, share it with your lover. Petey's peanut butter, it's just like no other. You know what I mean? Like country. You know what I mean?
Man, I didn't think
That's
you could go
country,
country with your
good.
Accent.
I can do it. I can do it. You know what I mean? Because I feel that music, Jack. You know what I mean?
This is a new level of stupid. I mean, this is...
This took y'all a week to concoct.
This is beyond the pale. I don't even know if I could explain this to somebody else. I'm very optimistic about most of your ideas, but getting this funded, the musical that takes place at a battle of the bands and the musicians have food items for heads is a... That's a long explanation, Tommy.
Let me tell you something very easy. I'll write all the music.
Okay.
Right? Four of us, we just need some very low-budget costumes. This is a low-budget musical.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
And get some performers. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm trying to boldly go where no stupid has gone before. You know what I mean? I'm new frontier here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is new frontier stupid.
Yeah, and what was you saying last week? You're a genius of being stupid?
I'm a stupid genius. You know what I mean? It's stupid, but it's genius. Genius levels of stupidity.
Okay, yes. There
we go. Certain form of genius. You know what I mean?
Right. I think that's fair. So before we get your prediction for Dallas week, and you must hate the Cowboys, you know I'm going to ask you to do Eat the Gabagool, but we've had many, many requests for Is It Oil or Is It Oil? And I'm wondering if you could do both of them.
I can do both, no problem.
Okay.
I'm always ready. Which one first, Oil?
Oil.
Because I know, this is your favorite, right?
Yep.
That's right. Here we go. Is it oil or is it oil? Did the milk spoil or did it spoil? Do hot dogs boil or do they boil? Where do plants grow? In the soil or in the soil? Is it oil or is it oil? There it is, baby.
Man, that's a hit, brother. That is a hit.
Take that on the local circuit.
I guess those are the two winners so far, right?
So
I got a nice catalog coming along. You know what I mean?
Yeah, could you do Eat the Gabagool?
Absolutely. Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the Gabagool.
What's the Gabagool?
Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the Gabagool. And sure you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool, and sure you'll be the man. There it is, baby.
Dude, I actually think the longer, the more weeks we do it in a row, the funnier it gets.
Yes, I agree with you.
I appreciate that. It's kind of like those certain movies you watch, they get better and better each time you watch them.
Yes.
That's kind of like what my poetry, it seemed real stupid at first, right?
Yep.
And then
it's
the
insightful.
More you kind of live with it, it gets better, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. What's the gabagool? It's a certain type of ham. It's what a line that is.
That's the best line I've ever written, Spike, I got to say.
It's the best line I've ever heard. So we play the hated Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. I know you hate the Cowboys. We need your prediction.
I think this is going to be another dominant defensive Birds win. I'm going 26-17 Birds.
All right.
26-17.
I take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take that. Well,
I'm
Tommy.
A little more conservative. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Kind of mirror what the team is doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Tommy.
Look at the trends.
Well,
great
job as always. We love the musical idea, though I think it is a little convoluted, but I love the idea. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you as always, Tommy.
Thanks so much, Phil. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Go Birds. Baloney Soprano is over and 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 out.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Is it oil or is it oil? And then Eat the Gabagool. I don't know if there will ever be a Friday where I don't want to hear those poems.
I know.
Classics.
Yeah.
And they've won how many in a row since we've started doing those?
Oh, yeah. Two.
Yeah, two.
Well,
they've won two straight games.
Have they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they lost two in a row before that. Yeah.
You didn't workshop that. Who
cares?
No, no. What's coming up in the top
but
five?
But you've been
five,
doing the blowout thing for feels like longer than just 2 weeks.
Have they won three in a row?
No, you've been doing the blowout thing for longer than 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Have they won three in a row, maybe? Or just two?
Oh, they won four in a row.
Oh, four in a row. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Oh, right. The two losses were before the Giants
week.
Win and the Minnesota win.
They've won four in a row.
Four in a row. Four in a row. All right. All right. All
five
right.
Weeks.
All right.
Cripes.
All right. All right. What's coming up in the top five and five?
So I put my GM hat on.
Okay.
And I have trades I'm looking to make. As GM of the afternoon show.
Oh. Ooh, trades?
Trades in sports or just...
No, on this show.
Ah.
Well, there's only three people that
trade. But it involves the whole station.
Yeah, okay. No, he's definitely involved in the station.
All right, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.